A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not magic.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Noah, what can you tell us about Allison?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. So, Alice and I, we really hit it off. You know, we met on a dating app, and then we had a fun dinner. You know, I made her a fondue, but I haven't really heard from her since.
Allison then came over, obviously, to your place on that first date, Noah.
Yeah.
Oh, fondue, that's a new one.
Yeah. I like it, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
But the thing is, you can really talk about the food and stuff and just trying different things, and it's I think it's a great first date.
Yeah.
So she came to your place, so tell us more about that.
Yeah, and it was awesome. You know, it was a weeknight. She did have to go home early, but she did tell me, that beforehand. But, I mean, everything seemed to go well. You know, we shared, there was like three or four dips, lots of different options to dip in it. So, like you said, it was really, really nice.
Cool. How long ago was this?
It was about 2 weeks. And she even sent me a thank you, and I asked if she'd go out. She'd like to go out for a drink and a movie, but I never heard back.
Nothing back. Could it possibly be the food you prepared, Noah? I mean, do your friends, have you made it for your friends and family before?
Oh, no, yeah. I've ran it past my family and friends. Like, I'm kind of famous for it.
And anything else that could have happened that night, you know, that could be a reason she hasn't messaged you?
Well, I mean, you know, like, my divorce isn't quite finalized, but it's really close. And I do have it on my profile, so she is aware of it. So, like, you know, that was just out there up front, so I wasn't, like, hiding it. Okay.
So you started dating even though your divorce isn't quite finalized?
Yeah, we did. There's like the final paperwork and everything. Yeah,
a lot of people do that.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Okay.
All right. So it's not your cooking. Couldn't be your divorce. Hopefully not, because you were forthcoming about that. We're going to call Allison. Find out what it might be. If she agrees, if she answers, agrees to come on, we'll get some answers for you. Hopefully cross your fingers, Noah, lead you to a second date. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Right back. The conclusion. Second date update with Noah and hopefully Allison next.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Thunder and PT's second date update.
Our listener Noah thought he'd come up with a great first date idea, making fondue at home for Allison.
Yeah, and it was awesome. You know, it was a weeknight. I mean, everything seemed to go well. So, like you said, it was really, really nice. You know, she even sent me a thank you, and I asked if she'd go out. She'd like to go out for a drink and a movie, but I never heard back.
Hello?
Allison?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Allison. Please don't hang up, and good morning. It's Thunder and PT. It's not a sales call or a spam call. We co-host a morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. Could we talk to you for a moment about a guy you went out with a couple weeks ago?
I guess.
Okay.
We're on the radio right now. We do have to tell you that. We're on the air.
Yeah, this is about Noah, and he can't figure out why you haven't gotten back to him. You went over to his place for fondue. You met on a dating app. And so he called us, or actually messaged us, to call you and see what you have to say about maybe going out again.
Wow. So, yeah, I guess you could say we're just on different timelines. That's basically it.
And, Allison, Noah had told us that he is getting divorced, but so is that what you're referring to, being on different timelines?
Yeah, but I think he's just dating to find, like, an instant wife to just plug in and start a family with, like, yesterday. So that's what the issue is.
Instant wife.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. Why do you say that?
So, for instance, he moved into a new house. It's a 4-bedroom. It's a beautiful house. And after dinner, he was showing me, like, where he would set up the swing set. And, you know, he's turning his walk-in closet, but then the master bedroom, into a nursery. So I just thought that was real weird for a first date, and I felt just uncomfortable and suffocated.
And
your profile says you want to have a family.
Come on.
Yeah, Noah is. I'm sorry, Allison. We didn't. With all that going on, we didn't forgot to tell you that Noah's actually listening in right now. Do you mind if we just kind of patch him through?
Well, we're here already, so yeah. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, like honestly, like you should feel lucky to be real. I mean, like I live in a good school district. Like shopping and like excellent pre-K are just a few minutes away, and there's a lot of young, fun moms in the neighborhood for you to be friends with. Like,
wow.
It's really a great situation.
I should feel lucky that I went out with a crazy person? No. Like, you're crazy. Do you not hear sound? You don't even...
I'm not crazy. I'm a planner, and, like, I thought of everything, okay?
Well, no, really, I understand your ex-wife, you know, is your ex because she didn't want kids and you did, but that doesn't mean you just get to, like, throw someone and you don't even know, like, into your situation. That's ideal. Like, it doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. It's creepy.
Look, I'm going to be straightforward. Like, after 26, you're going downhill, like, from a reproductive standpoint. Wow. So, like, the sooner you have kids, like, the better.
You don't have kids already.
Right now, you don't.
And so this is about starting the foundation for a new life for yourself that would involve a woman who would become not only your wife, but mother to your children.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. I'm my own person. I'm not a replacement. You're a jerk. I can't believe you just said what you said. I'm out.
Okay, well, I think we lost.
Allison,
are you there? She's gone. Okay. All right, so here's the thing, Noah. I think it comes across, as she said, I think that it's a perfect word, is even though I understand your heart is in the right place, you want to get your life started, you think you're falling behind, or you want to keep up, or you just want to get this part of your life going. But Allison said it perfectly when she said she felt suffocated.
Man, she seemed like the one, you know? Like, she's so perfect.
Okay, hang on a second, Noah. I mean, if you listen to what you're saying, you know, it's coming across and coming on, like, super strong, man. So, like, even if you're really into her, like, I just think that you gotta maybe just slow the roll a little bit and get to know somebody first. Yeah. It's like, like baby steps. Like, you can't just jump to marriage and family and kids without really kind of getting to know somebody first.
I mean, she said she was ready for marriage.
Yeah, but, and I'm sure there are some women who would love to become a mom, but I think most people would want to either be man and or wife first and take it slow and one step at a time.
I mean, my parents got married after 3 months.
Yeah.
And not saying it can't work, buddy, but, you know, think about this. Even if she says she's ready for marriage, that just means in her life she's ready for marriage. It doesn't mean that she's ready right now and or even with you. I mean, you got to grow into that relationship a little bit. You know, I mean, it's going to...
I kind of did what you did. I moved to the suburbs. I was younger, moved to the suburbs here, got a 4-bedroom house, and it was just myself and my dogs, and it was kind of crazy, but I did think maybe it was possible I'd get married and have children, or she might have kids. I did, but I didn't approach. I didn't like go, here's the nursery. That's a little too much, I think, on a first date. I mean, you can really frighten people away. People go in with kind of trepidation into dating anyway. And I think that might be a little overwhelming for some people.
Yeah.
So it sounds like I do, like, maybe wait till, like, second date for nursery.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Listen, Noah, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe rethink.
Let them bring up the nursery conversation. Yes. Let them say, hey, like, man, this would be a great spot for the nursery. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right. Yeah.
And then open the doors and said, you knew that. That you wanted a nursery for our future children that aren't here yet, and here it is. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Listen, Noah, you sound like a really good guy, but you don't want to scare him away on the first day.
Okay.
All right. So we appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
If there's any ladies listening right now that are ready to start tomorrow.
And we want to thank you for being on. Second date update.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.